Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Credit Repair Show. I'm your host, Angelo McCutcheon, bringing you all the information you need to help you understand the credit repair process. Today, we're going to be talking about, can I repair my credit on my own? That is the question. Can I repair my credit on my own? We're going to get into that right after I tell you who I am. I have been doing credit repair for the last 15 years. I am the founder and CEO of my company called the Faithful Credit Group. I've helped hundreds of people repair their credit, taking their scores from the low 400s, 500s, all the way up to the 600s and 700s. Well, I should say 600, 700, and 800s. Right? And so I'm here to just give you the knowledge of everything I've learned over the last 15 years, how to deal with the credit repair companies, how to deal with the credit bills, how to deal with debt collectors, information you need to know to equip yourself so you can understand that you do not have to live with bad credit. Not at all, when there is something you can do about it. And I'm always encouraging people, even if you don't know how to repair your credit on your own, don't give up. Don't settle for the fact that you have bad credit. There are ways you can fix it. You can do it on your own. You can hire a credit repair company to do it for you. But you do not have to live with bad credit. So today we're going to talk about, can I repair my credit on my own? And the quick answer is yes. You can repair it on your own. You do not have to hire a credit repair company to fix your credit. There's nothing wrong with doing that, but you have to know that you can do it yourself. I was able to clean up my credit, taking my scores from the low 400 all the way up to the 800s. Just because I learned how to clean up my credit on my own. I did the research, I put the time in, and you have to put time in because this is not an overnight fix. Cleaning up your credit is not an overnight fix. So if you have the time and patience and willing to learn the process of how to clean up your credit, what letters to dispute, what letters to send out, what dispute letters to send out to the credit bureaus, how to send letters out to your creditors and debt collectors, how to respond to their investigations when they come back and say that we've validated your information that's being reported and that is being reported accurate. How do you respond to that? See, learning that type of information is very important. And I'm telling you, there's enough information out there online, social media. You can find how to do this on your own. And again, it's two things going to happen. You're either going to pay somebody to do it, or you're going to put the time in. Each one, it's going to be some type of work involved. Either pay someone to do it or learn to do it yourself. And in most cases, when people are learning to do it themselves, because they don't have the patience, they don't really have the time to follow through, they give up. And if you don't have the time and the patience to learn the process, because once you learn the process, it will become easy for you to clean up your credit. But you gotta learn the process. You gotta learn, there's no one particular way to clean up your credit, right? There are many options, many different types of letters you can write, but you have to learn these, I want to say tips and secrets, because they're not tips and they're not secrets, but you just have to learn how to go about dealing with the credit bureaus. You have to learn how to go about dealing with debt collectors and the original creditors. Once you take the time to learn how to do things like that, then it's going to make your job easy. I didn't say you're going to do it fast. I didn't say you're going to clean it up quick. It will make it a lot easier once you learn the process. And so if you follow my podcast, I'm going to be giving you tips, and I'm going to call them secrets, or they're not secrets, on how to deal with the credit bureaus, how to send certain letters, how to respond back when they come back with their letter saying that we verified the information. I'm going to be sharing with you how to deal with debt collectors. I'm going to be sharing with you on how to deal with the original creditors. I'm going to talk to you about what a charge-off is, what a collection is, how to deal with late payments are. So you're going to learn basically how to clean up your credit on your own just by following my podcast. And you can also follow me on IG at CreditRepair64. You can follow me on my Facebook page at facebook.com at amccutcheon1. And you can go to my website, which is thefaithfulcreditgroup.com. And I got videos there and I got testimonials there of people that we've helped clean up. In other words, there's a lot of wealth of information. I have a lot of information spread across social media to help you clean up your credit, showing you that you could actually do it on your own. And I even wrote and published a book that gives you tips on how to clean up your credit. It's called How to Repair Your Credit Legally, What the Debt Collectors Don't Want You to Know. So there's a lot of good information that you can learn. And we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of those things you need to know about how to clean up your credit right after this. Hello and welcome back to the Credit Repair Show. I'm your host, Angelo McCutcheon, also known as the Credit Doctor, giving you the information you need so you can understand that you do not have to live with bad credit. So as we were talking about, are you able to clean up your credit on your own? So the first thing you would need to do is get all three copies of your credit report. That's where you have to start out with. You have to get all three copies of your credit report. Now, you want to get them from the annualcreditreport.com site. That site allows you to get each one of your credit reports from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian for free. Right? You can get it once every 12 months for free. Now, once you go there, and let me say this, you don't really want to go to Credit Karma to get it. You don't want to go to some of these monitoring sites to get it because they basically don't give you everything you need to see in your credit reports. So I'm going to advise that if you're going to start cleaning up your credit, go to annualcreditreport.com. Fill out the information. It'll allow you to get each one of your credit reports for free. You'll be able to download them or print them out one at a time. If you have any problems, they do have a number where you can actually call them and order it over the phone. It'll get to your home within 7 to 10 days. But that's where you want to start. Get all three of your credit reports. Once you get that, you want to begin to look at your profile, how your names are spelled, addresses, companies you work with, telephone numbers, and you want to begin to get rid of all that information. Because the only thing you want to keep up there is your current spelling of your name, because usually they have different versions of it, your current address, get rid of all the other addresses, your current telephone number, they have more than one telephone number, you want to get rid of that, and your current job. Any other job, get rid of that. All right, so you say, how do I get rid of that? You can write them a simple letter saying, this is my name. Any other versions of this, please remove it from my credit report because I'm concerned about identity theft. And you can do that same letter for your address, for telephone number, and jobs. All right, but you want to get rid of all that and clean up that profile. So that's the beginning stages. Then you want to begin to look at what's being reported on your credit report. And you want to begin to see, are there any inaccuracies on your credit report? For instance, and I'm just giving you an overall view, we're really going to get in depth on how to do this and many other episodes down the road. So definitely, I want you guys to write a review of my podcast. Let me know what you guys think, how I can improve. You know, I'm definitely going to be working on the sound and getting better mics and things like that as we go along. So if you hear anything that may be, you know, out of whack, just forgive me for that. Just my first time doing podcasts. So work with me here, all right? So you want to begin to look at the negative things that are reporting on your credit report, and you want to determine, are they reporting 100% accurate across the board? For instance, TransUnion may say you have a Capital One account that was opened July of 2015. Experian may have that same one and say the account was opened June of 2015. And Experian may say July of 2015, but you see that there's an inaccuracy here because one of these credit bureaus is reporting a different month from when this account was open. And the law says that whatever goes on your credit report has to be 100% accurate. So that's one way that you begin to see inaccuracies on your credit report. All right. So I just want to touch bases with you guys with that, let you know that you do not have to live with bad credit. I want you guys to follow my podcast. Follow, hit the follow button if you want to support it so I can continue to bring future. Please hit the support button and whatever you can, you know, support us with, we'll be greatly appreciated. But we're here to give you information. I'm going to be giving you a lot of information on how to repair your credit, how you can do it yourself, or even if you hire somebody, how you can follow what they're doing. And of course, if you would like a free consultation with me over the phone, you can always reach out to me. My email is creditrepair64@gmail.com. That's creditrepair, the number 6 and the number 4, at gmail.com. Just hit me with an email, say you would like more information on a free credit repair consultation, and we can do that for you. I really appreciate you guys tuning into this podcast. Please spread the word. Spread it out to your social media. Say the Credit Repair Show is the show you need to be listening to when it comes to understanding the credit repair process, how to repair your credit, how to fix your credit, how to understand your credit, how to deal with debt collectors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to get that information here. Typically, we'll be doing podcasts every Monday and every Wednesday, but we may get some in between. So look out for the Credit Repair Show. We're on Spotify, we're on Google, we're on Breaker, and of course, Anchor.fm. So appreciate you guys. Hit me up with your reviews, and if you have any messages, hit me up with that as well. And until we meet again, this is Angelo McCutcheon, known as the Credit Doctor, saying have a blessed day.